We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
I know for a fact that Brad Stevens is the only baby in history that came out of his mother's womb and didn't cry.
Christian Fourier.
Told you not to mock it, Lou. Don't mock my reason.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go for baby.
And Glenn Ordway.
I love Celtic fans. You guys are idiots. Go.
What a beautiful day in the Commonwealth. Skies are blue. Birds are chirping. The Celtics have two All-Stars and are as frustrating as ever.
Doncic takes it.
Celtics writer Gary Washburn joins us at 2:30. Now it's time for OMF.
Where are the green teamers?
On EEI.
Well, our cute little team is getting uglier by the day. Ooh, she ain't too pretty right now, is she, huh?
You know what we call this, Glenn? We call these Transformers. You're hanging out at night, you're having a grand old time, and everybody's drinking. You wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, Jesus! What the? Oh, my God, how drunk was I? Oh, my God! Lou knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it kind of has that feel.
Doesn't it?
It's amazing, you know, when you think about this Celtics team, what they've been the last couple of years, and the way they are right now, when you go into a game and you watch them play, you're waiting for it to happen, and it's been happening. You're just... It's becoming predictable, and it's not like, it's almost like they're in quicksand, you know, because it's not like there's max effort that's coming out of it. You would think back when you got embarrassed by Detroit, and then you came back, what was the next one? Washington, like 2 days later. Oh, they were tired. You know, Scal just said, Dad, just chalk this one up. But now what? I mean, this is kind of who they've been.
I'm telling you, that's right? What they are. You think, you know, you come into these expectations thinking one thing, and I'll give you an example, Glenn. I'll give you a good example, because I would say that if I'm Danny Ainge, I'm feeling pretty damn good about myself, because
really?
I drafted two guys that are all-stars. As young as Jason Tatum is and Jaylen Brown is, like, they're all-stars. They're reserves, but they are all-stars. Jaylen Brown making his first attempt, first go-round as an all-star. But I will tell you what, this is probably the worst possible thing that could happen to this team. I will tell you why. Because when you look at the teams, if you look at all the players that are on the All-Star game, in the All-Star team, they have six teams. They have six teams that have two All-Stars. Six of them, okay? The Sixers, the Lakers, the Nets, the Clippers, and Utah Jazz, okay? And obviously the Celtics, they got two. There's one team with three. They have, obviously, that's the Nets with Kyrie Irving and Durant, and Harden is the third. But other than that, okay, so out of those six teams, five of those six are the top five or a top six team in the NBA, which means if you have two or more All-Stars, you should be one of the best teams in the NBA.
Shouldn't be under 500.
You should. Where do the Celtics sit?
Under 500.
15th at 15-6, right in front of Memphis, who is 13-6 with and struggling.
16. Yeah.
So I look at this and I sit there and go, now the criticism is going to come. If you were holding on to some criticism, if you were holding on to some animosity, and you're looking at this team going, they have two All-Stars, and you're looking at all these other teams that are in the top five in the league. Utah's got two reserves, same as you. They're the best team in the NBA. Two reserves. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Nets. Two reserves. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay? So you have two reserves also. But look at you and look at them. To me, it is open season on the Celtics, because if you have two All-Stars, that should tell you should be winning.
So what's the problem?
Well, I mean, the floor is yours now. I already made my point. That's all the work I'm doing.
Is there
today.
A chance that, could I say everything?
Yeah, there are a bunch of problems. It's never usually one thing. You guys know that. It's usually a bunch of stuff. But I will say this, that it's time for people to at least be critical of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They are not making anybody on that team better. And you got a prime example of it last night. And don't give me they're too young, because they're young. I get that. Luka Doncic last night, 21 years old. Look at the roster he's playing with. Look at that lineup. He's making everybody better out there. Everybody. And they did a great job in shutting him down in the fourth quarter, and it didn't make a difference. He got it to Brunson. He got it to other people. Eventually, they got it back to him, and he had two impossible shots to win the game. I'm sorry. Jaylen and Jason need to make everybody better.
Well, listen, they're the all-stars on this basketball
team. Got two of them.
And you're right. It sounds like people are. Did you guys hear Mike Gorman this morning? Oh, boy.
I did.
Mike Gorman. Not you know, the great late Tommy Heinsohn. You know what I mean? Or just get on some guys once in a while. No, Mike Gorman.
Who's ready for Celtic playoff basketball?
He said the last time I looked, basketball is a team game. These guys are playing like they just met in the bus on the way over. And then he gets into Tatum and Brown. And this is some deep-rooted stuff here. I don't know. We'll get into a second here. But this team needs to be more unselfish, he said. It needs to start at the top. And the top right now is Tatum and Brown. They need to respond. They can go have their week in Atlanta. They can go play the All-Star game. But when they come back to business here in Boston, they got to start thinking about winning games and not thinking about getting their numbers.
He's right.
Lou Maloney knows the team better than anyone.
Wow.
And you know something else, Lou? You know Mike Gorman. Mike Gorman is able to say that because he knows that's what he's hearing behind closed doors with other people within the organization.
I would say
that's how it works.
Whenever a game, a play-by-play caller that's there 24/7, like the play-by-play game guy, whatever it is,
yep.
When he starts saying stuff like that,
yep.
He ain't going out on a limb.
That's yeah.
He's going because that opinion is confirmed
yes.
by others where to the point where he feels comfortable
yep.
by giving that kind of an opinion.
So, and that's my point. So, if you have two all-stars, then what is your excuse? My thing is that you shouldn't have an excuse. You shouldn't be able to make up an excuse because you have the unbelievable luck to have two all-stars. And if I look at all the other teams that have two or more all-stars, they're all top six in the league. So what's your excuse?
You don't like, have roles.
Don't tell me. And that's the thing. And I would even say,
don't have roles.
I would say 2.5 all stars. I'd put Kemba Walker in there. He didn't. He's a former yes. all star.
Right. I would okay. put him in there too.
So what is your problem?
What are the roles? I'll tell you what the roles are, Christian. All right. All three of them want to put as many points up on the board when the game is over as they possibly can. And that's how you get to all-star games. There's no question about it. I brought this up yesterday about Jaylen and Jason and why people are not being critical. And I threw James Harden. And you guys know I've never been a fan of James Harden. I was wrong. 100% wrong. James Harden went to Brooklyn. We all laughed at this. I laughed at it. Those three guys, how are they going to get along? But James Harden said, screw it. I'm going to take the role of distributor, and therefore I'm going to feed Kyrie because I know Kyrie won't do it. He's got a huge ego. So I'm going to understand he's got a huge ego. I'm going to be the distributor, give him the ball. And Kyrie's leading the team in scoring every single night. And what is Harden doing? He's leading the league in assists every night. He had 14 last night. He is willing to do it. Now, you might be right, Christian, in the end. Maybe in the end, Harden finally says, screw this. I want my 35 points. But somebody's got to do what Harden's doing on this team.
Somebody's got to do it. I get it. And maybe that's it. They just don't get it yet. So they're unbelievably talented, but they just don't get it yet.
Luka gets it. So to me, it's
almost deceiving. Because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, wow, every single team, like there's your built-in playoff. There's your top five team. You have two. Now, if you look at all these guys, most of them are older, mature players. You know, most of them. You know, like the Nets, obviously, the Lakers, the Sixers, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So what's the difference? So Joel Embiid is an all-star. He's a starter. But Ben Simmons is a reserve player. And this dude doesn't shoot at all.
He does a lot of other things.
I know, but that's my point. So he has that aspect.
Right.
Okay, so he's distributing the ball.
See, right. So I started off by saying pretty much everything, okay? And now it's gotten so bad that now you're going after, you know, for Celtics fans, and it sounds like Mike Gorman even, is going after Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I think it's fair, don't you?
Well, I think it's fair given where they are.
But, and Kemba.
But really, deep down, I feel like it's unfair. So I'll take that back. I don't think it's fair. I think it's unfair.
Okay, hold on.
Because,
that.
You know, you're asking what you're asking these kids to do right now because Danny didn't surround this team or because Brad's system, I think you're starting to put heat on these two kids and because they're being asked to do way too much.
Listen, I don't think they have a great roster and they certainly don't have a good bench, but they're losing to teams that they should be beating. Yeah. If you lose to Milwaukee, if you lose to Brooklyn, if you lose to the better teams, the Lakers, I get it. I understand it. You didn't have deep enough roster to be able to win. That's not the case. Look at that roster last night. That was Dallas playing on the second night of a back-to-back. And I want to get to that next because, to me, it's the approach. These guys should have blown Dallas off the floor last night. They were tired. They played the night before. We'll get to that coming up next. Get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. As you heard, Gary Washburn of The Globe. He's been critical of them. He'll join us here at 2:30.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Jaylen, pull up. Got it.
Celtics with a one-point lead. Nice play by Jaylen Brown.
Doncic. Tice chasing him. He comes back the other way. Step back three.
Oh, my goodness.
Tatum looking. Looking. They go to Brown. Brown turns the corner in the lane. Throws it up and in. Tied at 107. No timeouts left for the Mavs. Doncic takes it.
Oh, goodness.
So the Celtics, a tough loss here. Down in the fourth quarter, made a nice comeback, had a tie to 107. Luka Doncic just is everything he's racked up to be. Makes two huge threes down the stretch and gets his club to win.
Jaylen, you know, we always talk to you after games and you always keep it real. So how do you kind of frame this?
We got a system. We stuck to it and we lost tonight, you know, based upon that. When a guy gets it going like that, it's tough, but we got to get the ball out of his hands for sure.
And we pitched about this yesterday, these post-game comments that are made by Jaylen Brown and by Tatum. And they're disturbing to me. All right? So he's blaming the system of switching. Getting back to what Mike Gorman said today, Gorman brought up a great point today, and I think he's right on with this one. The question was asked to him, are these guys capable of being superstars? And he said they have the skill and the skill set to be superstars. They don't have the personality. They don't. They don't have the personality.
He dug into him, huh?
They're not. Yeah, they're not badasses. They're not out there. You know, Marcus Smart has that personality. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the skill level of Brown or Tatum, but he's got that attitude. And I think he's right. So when the game is over last night, they got all excited, and the media played with them because the first question that was asked to each guy is about being selected to the All-Star game. And they lit up. Well, it was hard to see because they had the mask, but they were all bright in answer. And then when they were asked about how you lost a game on a second night of a back-to-back with no energy out there, they blamed switching. They blamed the system.
I don't know about that. I mean, you think those guys were glowing about making the All-Star game? I heard
in the postgame, I thought they were. You're sure
I
they
heard
were.
Each of them say it's awful hard to think about the All-Star game when we're not winning games right now. This is the most I've ever lost here in Boston. I think, I mean, you know, they
it's
addressed
it.
Said, yeah,
it.
You know, like I'm excited. It's my first All-Star game. But I think both of them, to a man, said, I'm not used to losing. We got to figure out ways to win. It's hard to enjoy being an All-Star when we're playing the way we're playing.
You have been selected for the All-Star. What expectations do you have for that game?
For the game, should be some fun. It's down in Atlanta, my hometown, my home city.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Okay. Well, so the answer should have been, I don't care about it right now. We'll get to it.
That was Brown. That was Tatum. That was Brown. Brown said what you just mentioned. Yeah. And then I will say this, like, so I feel like we need a little FE. I feel like we need to do a little bit of FE. Like, which is fake enthusiasm.
Oh,
you missed this last
week.
People
hate fake enthusiasm.
People do not like fakey because it forces them to kind of look at it differently. You just mentioned, you know what, you know, maybe they're too young. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And, you know, maybe they don't have the right players. Even when you're talking, I'm sitting there going, okay, are they lacking basketball maturity? You know, are we allowed to sit there and say, if Marcus Smart was here, okay, just, I mean, you can't avoid it. So it is kind of a built-in excuse that allows you to have some FE, fake enthusiasm. Hey, I'm not going to be depressed. Marcus Smart's not there. Because I do think it would be different. That game's not going down to the wire. I mean, I think that, I mean, if you're talking about games above Marcus Smart, if Marcus Smart would have played, I think you have at least four wins. You're above 500.
I don't know about that.
I would say you're above 500. Whatever that looks like to you, I don't care. But he gives you at least three to four games.
He changes the personality. There's no question about it. Because these guys, what killed me last night in this game, they came out with nothing. It's the second night of a back-to-back. You just got smoked and blew a 24-point lead in New Orleans. I thought last night they were going to come out and blow this team off the floor and win by 10 or 12.
Why?
Even with Doncic.
Who was going to do that?
What do you mean, who was going to do that?
If the Celtics blow out a team, who's going to have the big night? Were you going to get the occasional good shooting night?
I thought Kemba with
rest.
Well, I said it yesterday.
Are three of them going to do it the whole time? Three of them going to just win the game?
I said it yesterday. I thought Kemba with rest. Because we know that when he doesn't have the rest, he's not, he does.
Yeah, he was awful for three quarters.
Yes, he was. In the fourth quarter, I thought he would be better last night.
But I'll say this. So, first off, I think they downplayed the All-Star game. I know we played that short cut, but I mean, that was the shortest answers. They got into how they're playing right now. That comment about Jaylen Brown that you got on as far as the switches, to be honest with you, I think there was some frustration there. You've watched this team enough, okay? And listen, those shots he made at the end of the game, Luka, that's off the charts, right? Top player in the game can make them. He's made them before. He's done it before. But how easy is it to get the matchup you want if you're playing the Boston Celtics? He is right, and that's where Brad Stevens comes into play. How easy is it for this team to switch? They don't fight through switches. They don't do it. And it's not just last night, the final play of the game. It is so easy to defend. You got a guy, whether you have Pritchard or Kemba on the court, or just Kemba on the court, you talk about defensive liability. It is so easy to get a play to have your best score up against Kemba. All you got to do is pick, and they automatically switch all the time. They don't fight through it. I mean, so many times, remember last year or even this year, people showing clips of like, look how easy it is. Look, they just give it up. They just give up the switch. They don't even get picked. They don't even try to fight through it. Other teams, it is so easy to get the matchup you want, to get a score on whatever defender you want, because you know that they are going to switch every single time. I think that was some frustration with how often they do it, how easy they give it up.
Well, shame on him for having that attitude. Well, because those last two shots, I'm sorry, they were unbelievable shots, okay? You can't take it away from a great player.
10 seconds to go in the game. You great want player. Kemba covering Luka? That's what they did, and they gave it to him. Here you go, take it.
How did they get back in the game? That they did it by switching, and Luka couldn't get anything. All he was doing was dribbling the ball because they were switching, and they were quick on the switches. So
I don't agree with that.
Go back and look at it. That's how they got in the game.
Well, they doubled him to try to get the ball out of his hands.
No, they were doing exactly that. So they were switching off the pick and roll. Yeah,
so he couldn't beat Kemba. Pritchard.
And Luka was getting frustrated. And he was frustrated on that next to the last shot. Look at how long he dribbled the ball because he was tied up off the switches. And then finally threw up a prayer.
13 seconds left. You devised a defense to let Kemba cover him for the game-winning shot.
No, that wasn't the plan.
Well, obviously it was. I will say this. Automatically switch.
I will say this.
Obviously it was.
Brad put Nesmith into the game for that purpose because he thinks, apparently, he's a really good defensive player because he's putting him in now. The kid's not taking shots.
I think he put Nesmith in because they were losing and he wanted scores in there.
Well, the kid
he didn't call timeouts and he was stuck on the floor.
How many shots did he take in the game?
None. Zero.
Yeah, the kid is not taking shots. What he's doing is...
Well, he has. He just did it last night.
Yeah, but he's playing him a lot for defensive purposes.
He's only taken... He's only had 6 3-point attempts in the last four games.
They like his defense.
So let's red flag. He's one of the best shooters coming out in the draft, and now you're playing him more. You're playing him so much more over the last four games, and he only has three.
As I said,
he has been a better defender. But late
that's
in that
what
game,
they like about him.
No, late in that game, Glenn, they were down 10 when they put him in. They put him in for a reason. It wasn't to play defense. It was to score. They were chasing down the stretch. They shortened the lead. And he was out there because they were trailing, and they wanted scores.
Listen, Dallas didn't
call a timeout. They left him on the floor. Yeah,
I have no problem with switching on that pick and roll with Doncic because he's too quick, and he makes that move, and that first step is so fast. Here's what the problem was, and he made two phenomenal shots, including that last one that went, 30 feet. It was a good 6 feet behind the line. I would say this. What pisses me off the most is the attitude of this team. How do you go in there against that lineup? I mean, we're talking about Dwight Powell. Anybody remember him? Okay, when he played here with the Celtics? What are we talking about? Look at that lineup.
It's part of the Jay Crowder trade.
Exactly, and you're telling me that, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein? What are we talking about? Look at that lineup. It's because you...
Marjanovic just destroyed them at one point.
Yeah, I know.
Love looking at that guy.
Boban is fun. Oh, yeah, Boban is fun to watch.
Boban.
You know what Boban is? Boban is a lot more skilled Taco. That's what he is. Far more skilled than Taco. But you tell me, what was their attitude going into that game last night? After what happened in the previous two games, how is it you show up... And that's how you play last night. And you woke up in the fourth quarter, finally, because...
The attitude is bad. But I just think the two young kids that are taking heat right now, I think it's they deserve some. You know, they're on this team, and this team is failing. But right now, they're still early in their career trying to figure out their own game to score. They're being scorers. And they're asked to do way too much. Way too much on this basketball team. And they start taking criticism for playing a good game and not having anything, any help at all, you start hearing negative stuff about yourself, you start talking to your friends at the All-Star game. You know, when you up? We both got about three years
left.
Yeah,
that might be. Oh, okay. That's NBA mentality.
Man, you're taking a lot of heat. It ain't your guys' fault. It's your GM's fault. Look, he's surrounded you with a bunch of children.
Yeah. Well,
that's not fair.
Then all I would do.
That's not fair you're taking that kind of heat. You come to Phoenix, you won't take any heat.
Then all I would do is I would direct
get ready for it.
I would direct them to watch the Brooklyn Nets. And watch James Harden and how he's given up his game.
They're adults.
Okay. Okay.
They're adults.
Okay. Well, what was
they've already had their time. They already know what their offensive game is. They've already perfected their game. They know who they are. These guys are trying to find out who they are, and they're getting blamed for it.
Well, 28th in assist in the NBA right now. That's not going to get it done. Not in this NBA. If you look at the best teams the best teams in the league right now are teams with, here we go, ball movement. You know what ball movement is, right? That's what it is. 617-779-7937. Gary Washburn of the Globe. He covers this team on a day-to-day basis. We'll talk to him coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
How can you put this into words when Doncic just hits two 28-footers? With defense, you guys come back. I mean, is this an encouraging sign despite the loss. How do you kind of frame this?
It's tough. I think it's another heartbreaking loss. Doncic obviously got the switch and hit two tough shots, and it's tough. We got a system, and we stuck to it, and we lost tonight, based upon that. But yeah, when a guy gets it going like that, we got to get the ball out of his hands for sure.
Jaylen Brown last night, question asked by Gary Washburn, who covers the Boston Celtics for the Boston Globe, and Gary joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, terrific. Gary.
Good.
Good. So you know this team a lot better than we do. What irritates me is I think this team over the last couple of years, with what happened in New Orleans, playing a team on the second night of a back-to-back, that team having some injuries, especially to their bigs, would come out and show an awful lot of emotion and play a lot different game. Am I missing something? Is this team lost some of that energy out there?
I just think they've lost their confidence. I think Brown and Tatum have lost confidence in their teammates to hit shots. I think Kemba Walker has lost confidence in his ability to score, although he was able to score 14 in the fourth quarter last night. I just think it's a combination of things. I don't think that there's malcontents in the roster or anything like that. I just think this team lacks confidence. They lack the chemistry. They're fine. It just isn't working. And like you said, you thought that they would come out guns a-blazing last night, yeah, punch the Mavericks in the mouth, like you said, coming off of back-to-back injuries, and yet they kind of played okay, then suddenly it was a back-and-forth game the entire way. They didn't make a real substantive run until late in the game when they were down 11. It's just, it was very typical Celtics from this year.
Yeah, Gary, to me, one of the things I've been harping on is like they need some adults on this team. I mean, they have so much youth. Last night they're down 10, and they bring Nesmith off the bench to be like a scorer. He's intimidated because who he's on the court with. He doesn't take a shot all night, and it's like they need an adult, whether it's that sixth, seventh man guy coming off the bench. There's too many kids surrounding Tatum and Jaylen and even Kemba, and I think the three of them know it.
I agree, and that's the reason that they lack confidence. Danny Ainge did not give them a lot of help on this bench. They're holding on to a lot of players, the Javonte Greens, the Carson Edwards, Grant Williams is trying, but he'll make mistakes. Like, they've got guys who are limited in how they can help the team, and then they're thrust into these situations, like you said, Aaron Nesmith, where he's literally just trying to keep his head above water and not make mistakes. And so to ask him to come off the bench and hit two threes is just too much. When you look at the Mavericks, they got a guy like Jalen Brunson, former second-round pick, a Villanova guy, knows how to play the game. What does he do? He scores 16 in the fourth quarter. The Celtics don't have anyone
Hardaway,
like that.
Another one.
Outside of their starting lineup. Like, they don't have any graybeards, veterans on the bench. That's why veterans are needed. You need the 28, 29, 30-year-old guys to come off the bench who know what to do, have a job, know how to defend, know how not to foul 30 feet away from the basket when the Celtics are already put the team in the bonus. Like, the issue last night wasn't Luka. The issue was they put Dallas in the bonus with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's impossible to come back when every time you make a mistake, it's a free throw. And the Celtics are just killing themselves that way.
So with that, Gary, which is interesting because it's almost like, what you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, it's like almost like the two young stars almost deserve, a pass. Because I look at all these other teams, of all the other teams that have two or more all-stars, those are top five teams. I mean, those are teams that are going for the NBA Finals, and here come the Celtics with two all-stars, reserves as they might be, but Utah's got two reserves, and they're the best team in the NBA. It's almost like you have to almost ignore that and not be critical of these two all-stars because they have no help? Like, am I reading that? Is that a fair assessment of the Celtics?
I think it's somewhat fair, but you look at the other teams. Look at Brooklyn. Okay, they got three all-stars, but they also got a guy like Joe Harris. Joe Harris hits shots. Jeff Green, as much as he was not a good Celtic, has turned himself into a 40%+ three-point shooter. Utah's got two all-stars, but they also have Joe Ingles shooting 45%. They also have Mike Conley. They also have guys who can hit open shots. The Celtics, how many times have we seen Daniel Tice get an open shot pivotal point in the game, miss an open three.
Yeah.
Kemba, miss an open three. I mean, it's to, people say, well, they don't trust their teammates, they're too selfish, but I kind of put myself in Tatum and Brown's position. If I'm passing the ball to the open man there and I hit the shot, eventually I'm going to say, yep, I'll just take it to the basket.
Yeah, but Gary, my thing is, like, you're right. Like, you just broke it down. You cover the league. I think the criticism is going to come in waves now because people aren't going to look at those other teams with the role players they have. All they're going to look at is, you got two all-stars. What's your excuse? And you can't really give an excuse because you're an all-star. And I would give him a half a point for Kemba Walker being a former all-star.
You know, I agree. It's not they can't. Boston fans are not going to look around the league and think that the Celtics are depraved of talent. They're going to think, why can't we be like other teams, Brooklyn? Why can't we be like Utah? Why can't we take care of business in the fourth quarter? The question is, but who is going to do it besides Tatum and Brown? Like, who is going to step up and hit those big shots?
Kemba.
Who? Like, I don't know. Is it Kemba?
It's got to be.
Kemba has the potential, but he hasn't really gotten it done. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think you were right about the veteran stuff, but Danny has elected really to go with a young team and to slowly build off of a young team. I would rather see veterans here. I would have traded a lot of these guys for veterans. But he doesn't want to go there yet. I almost think they're caught in the middle here, Gary. So you got a guy like Robert Williams, and there are nights that Brad will play him because it's a good matchup for him. Other nights he won't play him much because it's a bad matchup. So how are you going to develop the young players? I would rather get rid of him, bring a veteran in who's going to help you right now. You got to go one way or the other, no?
I think you can go one way. I think you can develop guys like Robert Williams, but you can't have Carson Edwards, Tremont Waters, Javonte Green, Grant Williams, and you can't have four other guys doing the same thing in development. This isn't the G League. And the Celtics don't have a G League team, so it's not like they can send guys down to get experience. So all these guys are just kind of sitting there going, well, am I going to play tonight? And if I'm going to play, what am I going to do out there? Like, it's too much. You don't have established veterans to come off the bench like we talked about to know their role. Hey, I'm playing 18 minutes a game. This is my role. Robert Williams, I think, is fine. I don't think he's been the issue at all. It's just that Danny and the organization has refused to admit they made mistakes in the draft, and you just have to move on from those mistakes. You look at the other teams, the other elite teams around the league, the Brooklyns, the Lakers. They make roster moves. Lakers just released Quinn Cook. Why? Just to open up a roster spot. Could Quinn Cook play for the Lakers? Of course. But it's like, hey, you're not doing us any good right now. We need to get better. Danny's afraid to make those moves because is it because he doesn't want to admit, hey, I made a mistake in the draft by taking Carson Edwards. I made a mistake by clinging to Javonte Green or let's say a Tremont Waters. It's some type of like patriot-like, we know better than you guys, so we're just going to stick to what we do. But the Patriots did that one six Super Bowls. Like, the Celtics haven't won a title in 13 years. So the we know better than all you other guys mentality needs to stop.
We're talking to Gary Washburn here at the Boston Globe. And, Gary, I don't know if you asked a question or not last night, but something that Jaylen Brown said last night kind of stuck with me. When you were talking about that final play, he said something like, you know, that we switch, that's just our system, and we got burned by it. And I almost felt like there was some frustration with that statement, because when you watch this team, you tell me, they give up the switch so easily sometimes that I think it's easily for an offense to get that right matchup that they're looking for. Did you sense any frustration in Jaylen Brown last night in that?
I sense frustration in Jaylen after a lot of losses. I think he bites his tongue a lot. And I think, of course, did he want to guard Luka in that, not the winning three-pointer, but the one that put him ahead with 15? Of course he did. But they got the switch. The Celtics on defense are encouraged to switch everything because they want to have these versatile defenders. So there you go with Daniel Tice, 32 feet away from the basket, trying to stop Luka.
Well, do they have enough of those guys, though, to have that system? I mean, do you have enough of those guys to be able to just freely switch?
They really don't. That's why they're not good defensively.
So why are they doing it?
That's the system. That's the system. And they want to be like that, but they're not. That's the problem.
Well, shouldn't you change the system then, Gary?
Yeah, I think Brad has to make some adjustments and, let's say, meet Jaylen. If your best player wants to defend their best player, you let him do it. You do not switch him to your eighth best player where Tice is going to get lost. And listen, Luka hit two amazing shots. It really was. Tice played solid defense.
Yeah, he was
but
on him.
What happens when Jaylen is on him? Does that change? Is he so eager to shoot? Does he pass the ball? Does he try to drive and take a floater? Like, what happens when Jaylen, 6'7", a 10 times better athlete than Luka, is in his face as opposed to Daniel Tice, where he goes, oh, I can take this guy.
Right. Yeah.
Let me just pull up. That's the problem. Tice is a solid defender, but you're putting guys in positions, and that I think that's been Brad Pitt, where they cannot succeed because they're trying because they don't have the versatility that they think they have and they've had in the past.
Okay, we're talking to Gary Washburn. Gary, I just want to get your opinion on something because there's a lot of rumors going around, trade deadline, all that stuff, and there was one going around involving Kemba Walker and how Danny tried like hell to trade him and how other GMs were mad that Danny was trying to trade him because he was hurt. I mean, can you shed any, give us any insight on that to whether it's true or not, or is it just kind of speculation?
I do think that they were throwing Kemba out there as a potential deal to try to improve. Now, were they saying he's completely healthy and he wasn't? I don't think there was deception there. I do think that they felt he would come back from this knee situation, but I do think there's a general still some bad feelings around the league about how Danny did Isaiah Thomas, okay?
Really?
And now Danny, big time, around veterans and guys who thought that they gave up on Isaiah when Isaiah sacrificed his body for the organization to bring the organization back after, Brad took over and he went to the lottery. Yeah, there's a lot of there's some ill will there. There's some teams that don't want to do business with Danny because they might get, swindled because Danny has obviously won a lot of deals. There's some obstacles facing Danny, but I think there's also some stubbornness. Danny has the same guys around him working in the organization for years. Maybe it's time for some fresh blood in the front office, a new voice, a better talent evaluator in terms of the draft. I like Aaron Nesmith, but when you see a guy like Sadiq Bey, who was taking 5 picks after Nesmith, hit 7 threes in a win, he's hit 14 threes against the Celtics this season. I don't know if Nesmith has 14 threes this season as by himself. So you look at the drafts, you look at some of the guys they skipped, they basically gave away that last pick of the first round because they didn't want to get a rookie in the roster because you don't want to part with a Carson Edwards or a Tremont Waters. Like, some of these things are just getting antiquated. Like, they need, I think, some fresh voices in the front office, and who knows if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon, even with the coach. I don't think they're going to move the coach, but I want to get to Kemba Walker. How do you trade him now? So you look at what's left on his contract, and we all know, and every general manager in the league knows right now, he's got some physical ailments which might be messing up his mechanics on his shot. He's not a guy that can drive and take the ball to the hole the way he could. We know he can't defend, Gary. So who the hell wants Kemba Walker? What are you going to get for Kemba Walker if you're looking and you need a significant player in return in that deal? No?
Yeah, you do, but I never thought Chris Paul would get traded or John Wall coming off missing 2 years or Russell Westbrook. Any contract is tradable. It's just what you take back. I don't think you just throw out Kemba. I think you give him a chance to recover, get his confidence back. I do think he can still be a valuable player. It's all-star caliber. Charlotte Kemba, maybe not. But I also think time has to come to essence, too, in terms of maybe the last year of his contract. Unless you decide you're going to take another bad deal back, quote-unquote bad deal, or someone else's unwanted max deal in return, they're probably going to have to hold on to Kemba because you're right, Glenn. Like, I don't know if he's tradable right now, but he is tradable. Any contract is tradable, but I think when you're coming towards free agency, it becomes more possible that you can move that deal.
All right, Gary, last one for me because I know you had that original report, I believe, of what that Indiana deal was for. That deal never happened, but you got this great trade exception, which everybody was just hyping up. I'm starting to feel like Danny Ainge might look at this team and say it's not worth using this year. And you know what I mean? Just sort of prolonging it. Does he use it? What would he use it for?
That's the thing. You can break that thing up. And
and get a guy who makes $16 million a year. You don't have to blow the whole $28.5 million. You would hope that Ainge uses it because I think that adds confidence. I think Jalen and Jason are looking for some reason to be encouraged here. And when they look at this roster and they're going, we're rolling with the same guys. And you look at Brooklyn, you look at the Lakers, you look at all these teams just making moves. And we're sitting here, if you're a Celtic, you know, if you're Brown or Tatum, we're sitting here with the same 15, 17 guys, Taco and Tremont at the end of the bench. Like, we're still doing this. And so I think you've got to use that trade exception to just put some kind of zest in your roster, zest in your franchise that a new guy's coming in. Now, who's going to be available? It's interesting to see. We're a month away from the trade deadline. And remember, guys, there's two more playoff spots left. There's 10 teams in each conference because you get to the play-in. So that narrows the sellers because now Washington's in the mix for the playoffs. Orlando is still in the mix. All these teams that have players that the Celtics might want might wait till the end, several weeks to say, we don't know yet. Because the Celtics can offer some first-round picks, but that trade exception, you can't include a player in that. So it gets tricky. It's like a coupon, but is Danny going to use the coupon now? Or like you said, maybe wait till the offseason and try to see if it's a better situation. I think Danny's going to feel like he's going to make the right move for the organization and not hurry and do anything because if he were to feel that way, he would have already done something.
I like that, a coupon analogy. You don't usually get that from basketball writers. Let me ask you one more. You were in the bubble last year, right? You were there physically, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. This year, how does it work out? And I'm wondering, when it's all hitting the fan right now, usually if you're with the team and you're there every day, you get the opportunity to get a guy to the side, you find out a little bit of what's going on. How much more difficult is it to cover this thing?
Yeah, it's more difficult because everything is on Zoom call, so you got 35 guys or gals, folks on the call, listening to what Jalen has to say as opposed to maybe pulling them aside and saying, hey, what's going on here? And that face-to-face interaction, it definitely affects your job because you don't have that personable situation to talk to a guy and yeah. The guy can say, hey, it's just me and you, right? Okay, this is I'll tell you this, as opposed to just being on a Zoom call. So it does make the job a little bit more difficult. You just have to be really observant about, like, that. You guys blew up that quote, which I think was appropriate last night, where Jalen said, we stuck to our philosophy, and we lost because of it. Like, yeah. That kind of stuff stands out.
Yeah. Yeah, the Zoom calls, right. They really suck, these Zoom calls. They're just awful.
Couldn't even see Jalen's face with the I think he had a hoodie on, a mask, and his beard. You can barely even see who was there.
He's got it all working. Gary, great talking to you. Thanks, bud. We'll talk to you down the road. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks,
see you
later,
Gary. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Dedham right next door to Legacy Place and Salem, New Hampshire. They're online at northeastmenshealth.com.